Okay, thank you. I'm Jennifer Kohler. I'm the director of Get Covered Illinois, which is the official Illinois health insurance marketplace for the state. I'm happy to be here at APHA to be able to share with you some of the unique experiences that we've had in our state surrounding our unique partnership with the federal government. As was mentioned earlier, what makes the partnership unique is that we are running some of the operations and the federal government are running some of the rest of the operations, including the enrollment website. And we are one of only 7 partnership states across the country. I'm also going to talk a little bit about how, as a consumer assistance state, we infused our entire consumer assistance program with direct involvement and insight of public health professionals all throughout the way. Relationships. First, a little bit of background about the uninsured in Illinois. Approximately 20% of our population is uninsured at the moment. It's a pretty high percentage. That means there are about 1.5 million individuals currently lacking access to health care, and about 300,000 of that 1.5 are undocumented. Like many states that have a major metropolitan area, there's a significant concentration of the uninsured in one county, Cook County, which is the county that includes Chicago and the suburbs closest to Chicago. Nearly half of Illinois' uninsured population lives there. Additionally, minorities represent a high percentage of our overall uninsured population. 35% of the uninsured are Latino, 20% African American, and approximately 5 to 6% are Asian. In Illinois, our governor is supportive of giving consumers as many new healthcare options as possible. As a result, last year he worked closely with the General Assembly in Springfield to pass a bill authorizing an early expansion of Medicaid for Cook County, again, which was important because that is where half of our uninsured population lives. This past year, this past legislative session, our office again worked closely with the GA, the General Assembly, to pass a bill expanding Medicaid statewide. So we believe that with the two new options available to Illinois consumers, expanded Medicaid, of course the traditional Medicaid, which we've always had, plus the new options available on the marketplace, about half of our uninsured will qualify for the marketplace and about half will qualify for Medicaid. On the Medicaid side, we believe that about two-thirds will qualify for expanded Medicaid, but we also believe there's a significant percentage of the population that probably already did qualify for Medicaid, but just were not aware of it. So that's what we anticipate the breakdown being on the Medicaid side. Going back to the marketplace, again, I like to remind people that Illinois is a partnership state. Meaning we're running our exchange in partnership with the federal government. Again, there's only 7 of us. And just for background, the reason why we pursued this option is because our governor actually supported Illinois running its own marketplace. However, in Illinois, we need legislative authority to be able to do that. So you have to be able to demonstrate to the federal government in order to run your own marketplace that it is sustainable financially for the long haul, and the most common way of doing that is by assessing, levying an assessment on the carriers, which in the executive branch the governor does not have the ability to do on his own. We explored it. but unfortunately we need to pass legislation, and despite our best efforts, and despite our successes in getting Medicaid expanded through the General Assembly, we were not able to get legislative authority to run our own marketplace. As a result of that, we pursued the partnership model just because it was the closest that we could come to replicating our own marketplace. And we signed up to take on the maximum amount of responsibility as a state that we could under this model, meaning we signed up to do plan management, which is the review of all the qualified healthcare plans that come in and that were submitted by the carriers, and we also signed up to do, of course, consumer assistance. Uh, So once our partnership application was approved by HHS in February of this year, we got to work quickly deciding exactly what we thought a solid and aggressive consumer assistance plan would look like, and then also crafted a corresponding budget to be able to activate that plan. So we requested significant federal funding to help us carry out these plans. The first major decision that we made after our partnership was approved was that we knew we wanted to control who across the state was going to be responsible for engaging with Illinois consumers. We wanted to make those decisions rather than having the federal government make those decisions for us. So we requested $28 million to distribute to trusted community-based organizations throughout the state. Those were dollars, you know, obviously that we wanted to control and manage as opposed to the Navigator grants, which were administered by the federal government. Secondly, we decided that because Illinois operates some unique healthcare programs, and because we're an expansion state, which not every state is, we wanted to run our own call center so that Illinois consumers could access in-person help by phone that was specific to Illinois. So we requested funding for our own call center as well. We also knew that we wanted to run our own advertising campaign, marketing. We wanted to do our own branding, which, you know, we've already started with the brand and the logo, Get Covered Illinois. So we requested a lot of funding for that as well. But more importantly, one thing that we included in our marketing budget was the development of what we refer to as a landing page. The federal government runs our enrollment, and so we are dependent on healthcare.gov for our actual enrollment, but for state-specific information sharing, we wanted to do that part ourselves. So we set up what we refer to as a landing page, which is essentially a website that includes 6 to 7 very short, high-level screening questions about household income, family size, and then lets Illinois consumers either know that they are eligible for Medicaid, in which case the landing page directs them immediately to Medicaid so that they can roll right there, or it directs them to healthcare.gov, in which case, obviously, we're telling our consumer assistance folks to alert people to the fact that they may need to make appointments for the future. But the landing page is critical to our efforts because we really want to prevent Illinois consumers from being bounced from agency to agency as much as we can. And so we're directing everyone not directly to healthcare.gov, not directly to Medicaid, but to this landing page so that we can most appropriately get them to where they need to go. And that piece was approved as well, or that budget request was approved as well. And then finally, we thought it was important that our in-person counselors had state-specific training just because of all the different options that are available in Illinois that are not necessarily available in other states. And we also wanted our in-person counselors to know about SNAP and TANF as well, because we run an integrated eligibility system in Illinois. So when you apply for Medicaid, you're actually also being screened for SNAP and TANF. So we wanted our consumer assistance partners to be aware of that and to be able to share information about all of those programs with Illinois consumers. Let's see. Okay, sorry. Okay, so once we got our funding approved by the federal government, we worked very closely with our Department of Public Health to help us fulfill our responsibilities on the consumer assistance side. When we were approved for $28 million in-person assistance funds, I actually work in the governor's office and we don't do grants, and we were working closely with our Department of Insurance on the plan management side, but they don't do grants either. So it seemed natural, a natural fit for us to turn to one of our best grant-making agencies, Department of Public Health, and ask them for advice and assistance on how to best set up a competitive grant-making process to get this $28 million out on the street. So they helped us structure that. They modeled it after their recently obtained community transformation grant in the sense that we developed small scoring teams. We had a total of six scoring teams with 3 people on each team, and on every single scoring team there was a representative of the Department of Public Health. which was able to guide the discussion and, you know, give advice and counsel about which organizations had historically performed the best, which were the most trusted in their communities, et cetera. And then those scores were funneled up to a larger leadership team, which also had significant representation from the Department of Public Health, and that leadership team made the ultimate funding decisions and award decisions. And also all of our grant monitoring and grantee communication is being run through our State Department of Public Health. Public Health has also been very involved in our training program. It was important to us that we have state-specific training, as I mentioned earlier, so we turned to our state university, University of Illinois School of Public Health, and they developed a 3-day in-person training program for our in-person counselors and for our navigators. And we are training them on not just the marketplace, but Medicaid, SNAP, TANF, cultural competency, ethics, and many more topics. And we're also working closely with our training partners to start analyzing the results as they come in. So one thing that we've been working with them just recently on, now that our training has concluded for the most part, we had a pre-test and a post-test. And we had all of our in-person counselors and navigators take both tests, and they have to achieve an 80% score on the post-test in order to become certified to do consumer assistance in Illinois. So what we've discovered so far, and we're digging deeper on this now, but just superficially, there has been an 18% improvement in the test scores between the pre-test and the post-test. And we're taking a closer look at the data by question area to see how we can improve our presentation of the material in the future. And we're also working with our training partners on developing continuing education. And a more recent development right now, what we're working on is a survey of all of our grantee organizations to get feedback from them on the training, what training they would like to see in the future, what questions they're getting from the field, and more significantly, what barriers they're seeing to enrollment. Aside from the most obvious barrier, which is that the federal website is not working. So we're asking them for more specific information about, you know, cultural barriers, linguistic barriers, transportation, etc. We're also looking forward to working with the public health community on pursuing course credit for our training and working with them on career pathways for our navigators and in-person counselors for the future. We've been very fortunate to obtain a significant amount of funding this year, but we don't anticipate necessarily that that is going to continue into the future, and we want to make sure that all of this excellent training that our in-person counselors have been given can translate into something meaningful for next year and the years beyond. Our early read on engagement, I can talk more about this in the Q&A, but despite our challenges with the federal website on the marketplace side, we have seen a lot of interest in our landing page. That is another key highlight of even having a landing page. A key advantage to having one is that we have this data. We know that people are interested. And we also have had, 36,000 Medicaid applications completed since October 1 and over 60,000. Have begun, and that is with minimal advertising at this point. So, finally, because we're in a little bit of downtime right now on the marketplace side, we have engaged in some meaningful discussion about other types of metrics that we can have our grantees be fulfilling during this time period. And so we have come up with metrics and requests for information cards, and we're requiring all of them to submit 50 solid and valid RFI cards a week, have five face-to-face appointments with consumers every week, a minimum of five, hold one education presentation every week, and then one visibility event every week as well, so that we know and that we have data to demonstrate to supporters and detractors of the program that our grantees are out there, they are engaged, they're engaging consumers, even though they may not actually be able to enroll them right now, they're continuing our solid course of education and engagement with them. And with that, we're happy to take questions.